Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
And divisional round. Buy them both now.
Yes.
Which you're going to go anyway. They're going to beat the Steelers. Why wouldn't you go ahead and get the tickets now? Get the best seats at the best price from Tickets for Less and get the VIP passes for free. Why wouldn't you do that right now?
I would absolutely do that because if you wait till next week, there won't be as many tickets available. There won't be as good a ticket. There'll be so many great tickets because Tickets for Less gets them, but you'll have a better choice now. Get it taken care of. So when they win, you go, I'm ready for next week. I'm good.
It's a better game.
Better game.
That's
so
right.
Do it now, man.
I mean, it's going to be awesome. So get your tickets right now at Tickets for Less. VIP tailgate passes come with all you can eat and drink, heated lamps, right? It's going to be the best way to tailgate in January at Arrowhead, the tailgate located between lots M and H, right in between Kauffman and Arrowhead. And don't forget, you can get your parking at Tickets for Less as well, just $45. That's the same price as the regular season. It's at ticketsforless.com. If you want to call and get that special, call 913-685-3322. And, of course, you can grab your Big 12 tickets to whatever game you want, wherever you want it. Certainly, yes, Allen Fieldhouse and Bramlage, but also any of the road games as well, if you want to get out and check out the road games. Tickets for Less has you covered there. They are the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Go to ticketsforless.com and check it out right now. Danny Klingscale joins us for a little Danny Unleashed, brought to you by Easton Roofing, Joe Spiker's great company, another great KC company. Just like Tickets for Less, locally owned and operated, is Easton Roofing, able to handle all of your roofing, guttering, insulation needs, whether it's commercial or residential. They have you covered. Check out their neighborhood favorite status on the Nextdoor app. I know that's a popular one. Great Google reviews, serving the entire metro, including Lawrence and Topeka. No payment collected until you're 100% satisfied. That is Easton Roofing. Danny, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Seren, and happy to be here and happy to be looking forward to an epic Steelers-Chiefs struggle as well as the rest of the delights of the sports weekend.
If it's a struggle for the Chiefs...
we got a story.
It's not going to be epic, that's for sure.
No,
right?
It'd have to be an extremely ugly football game if it's going to be... an epic struggle or a struggle. And
right.
The only thing I can think of is that it does seem to be, it would seem to be an unusual thing for one NFL team to slaughter another one twice within a month. But I don't know how it doesn't happen again. All logic points to a similar scenario in the game, but it is a team that has made the playoffs and won 9 games, or 8, was it?
Mm-hmm.
9 games.
9-8-1.
9-7-1. And, you know, they've got all the incentive you could want. They have no pressure whatsoever. But I still, I can't dream up a scenario that has the Chiefs struggling to, you know, late in the third quarter to put the game to bed. But... you know, Mike Greenberg this morning on ESPN said, stranger things have happened at one point. He said it more than once, and I was like, when?
Not in the wild card round.
I mean, when?
Prove it. Prove it. Tell me. Show me.
Tell me when somebody was a 12.5-point underdog in the playoff.
Well, the last time a home team that was at least a 12-point underdog lost at home in the playoffs were the Broncos in 1996 losing to the Jaguars. That's the last time a team has lost a home game.
That was the 9-7 Mark Brunell Jaguars, right?
Yep. And they had won at Buffalo, and they went to Denver and shocked them, and then gave the Patriots a pretty good play in the conference championship game. But that's the last time a home team in the postseason lost when they were this big a favorite.
You know, it's so funny. I don't know where I was going, but I know I listened to that entire game on the radio driving somewhere, and I don't know. But I remember that vividly, that I was listening to the game on the radio, but I don't remember what I'm trying to summon up where I was going or why I would have listened to the whole game, but I did. And it was considered a super shocker, to say the least.
At the end of the day, did you wrap up with some kind of podcast about Lefty Grove?
Well, since podcasts didn't exist then, no, I did not. No? Okay. But I might have settled down.
I might have settled down
with the Baseball Encyclopedia and looked at some black ink for Lefty Grove.
Yeah, that's I've been there. Been there, done that. Yeah. Know where you're coming from, yeah. You know. Can confirm, has been done. Tell me, Patrick Mahomes, and what's at stake for him, right? Like, I know we've talked all week about the Chiefs winning, and yes, they're trying to win a championship, I know that. But just historically, I mean, I think, you know, this town is certainly, if he were to play here, you know, not two more years, but if he plays here until he's 36 years old and then does the Peyton Manning thing and goes to, you know, wherever it might be, let's say the Cardinals or something, and finishes his career, there'll be people who could become Cardinal fans, right? Like, he's taking on that kind of mythical,
sure,
you know, LeBron James, like, you root for the guy, right? He's becoming that kind of guy, right?
I don't know.
Really?
This has nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes, but do you think there's, like, a whole gigantic bunch of Patriots fans who now are Bucks fans?
Yes.
I don't. I mean, I don't think maybe they necessarily are mad at Tom Brady, but I think they're just still Patriots fans, and they're always going to be happy with it because, you know, my family lives there. They're Patriots fans. I don't hear them saying, boy, well, I sure want the Bucks to win this weekend. No. But maybe I'm wrong.
I think there are some that are like, hell no, I'm not going to root for him. But I think you said, are there a bunch of them? Yeah, I think there are a lot. I think there are a lot of people that are LeBron fans, whoever he's playing for, they're rooting for. And yeah, I think there are Brady fans. That they're wherever he plays, they're going to root
for. How much different do you think that the NFL, though, and the NBA are? I mean, the NBA is a personality-driven league.
There's also more movement in the NBA.
Yes, far more. Right.
And, you know,
among iconic players.
Right. Because really the only iconic players anymore in the NFL are the quarterbacks.
Right. And in the NBA, it's just routine that, you know, you got to get a trio, so you're going to go somewhere. And if you're a star and you're any place but New York or L.A., basically, you're going to move and try to do, or Miami.
Okay.
At some
point.
All right,
so you're done debating me, and can I get to my point now?
No, I wanted to get you, yes, get to your point. Go ahead. I'm just saying, I don't think that a lot of people just said, you know what? I was a Patriots fan, but I'm a Bucks fan now because I love Tom Brady.
I hear you. I mean, yeah. We stopped and we smelled the roses along the way. I'm fine with that.
Right.
I'm good. I get where you're coming. I would grant you that towns like Boston, Philly, and New York are less likely to go on to root for the guy on another team. Would you say that an LA fan who loves him some Clayton Kershaw will have no problem rooting for him pitching for the Orioles, right? Like, but in New York, Boston, Philly, the East Coast, you know, you're a traitor when you leave, and they view it differently. So
I
will grant you.
I don't even know about that, and we do want to move on to the next point. But I'm just saying, I think maybe they're, when they watch the Bucks play, they feel good about Tom Brady, and they want him to do well. But there's no, like, shift of allegiance to the Bucks because of Tom Brady. I don't think that.
Oh, I think there are some, but I get your point.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, do you agree that for just whatever the history of Patrick Mahomes, when we look at his career at the end, that this is a really important season for him, right? Because this is I don't think they're going to buy down his number at an even greater cost for future years when he's got some years on the books where he's going to be counting $55 million. I think I'll bring that contract up in front of me again, but you know, he's $7.5 million, and at some point they got to start taking the full freight on him, you know, or they're going to be having $100 million cap number for him, and then he's going to be miserable because he's not getting any more money when he counts $100 million against the cap. He's getting the same amount, but now there's, you know, no room to put anybody around him. So at some point, you've got to be like, okay, let's bite the bullet. Next year, he counts $36 million. This year, he counts $7.5 million. So I think it's really important. This is going to be the last year that he's cheap, in all likelihood. again, like I said, they may do it one more time. I'll be surprised. But in all likelihood, it's the last year that he's going to be cheap. Therefore, if you're going to really maximize what you're going to get from him, you need to win a championship this year.
Well, it's going to be it's a hell of a lot easier to do it this year, yes.
Yeah.
And we've seen it glaringly. Now, in some cases, an organization has been able to be consistently good, like the Packers. In other situations, we've seen the Seahawks turn into a very ordinary team once Russell Wilson was making a bazillion dollars. So there's examples of both, but it's way harder, way, way harder.
And so, therefore, that, based upon his ability to win a championship, like I think it's important when you look at his place in history. Like right now, he's trending. Did you hear us give the numbers on where he is compared to Brady and all those guys? Like, isn't it kind of staggering to think, like, even like Roethlisberger, who got in his rookie year where Mahomes didn't, other than one game, that he's already got Roethlisberger that far in his rearview mirror, statistically speaking?
Well, you know, Roethlisberger's played long enough that the game is different. But, yeah, I mean, he's been an otherworldly quarterback in the early part of his career. You know, one slightly bad patch of play, which wasn't even really that bad, in his whole career so far. So anything that he does is, to me, not shocking, and he'll continue probably to pile it up because I think he – it's probably because the Chiefs are their number two seed and in a very good spot and have about as easy a first-round game as you could get in this particular situation. It's probably a good thing that here in, you know, this early year of his career, he's had this little bump in the road, because if he needed learning, which he didn't need much, he got to do it this year and come out on the other side, and they have a very viable opportunity to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think this one, it's just because I know we're going to be going through a stretch. Like, Tom Brady won Super Bowls in his second, fourth, and fifth year. He waited 3 years to go back and lose it, then waited another 4 years to go back and lose it, then waited 3 years before he won it. So, you know, his first 4 years, or first what, 5 years, he won three championships. In his next nine, he won zero. And appeared in two. And that, to me, strikes me as the Patriots figuring out how to win with expensive Brady. And I think that's kind of what's going to be coming. The Chiefs should be in the playoffs every year, but the idea that they're going to be 12-point favorites, you know, the idea that they're always in the fight, they're the one or two seed every year, that's probably going to change. Like, people can't see that coming because we know only one and two seeds with Patrick Mahomes, but they're going to have to, like, you know, they'll be kind of a reality check with the cap over the next couple of years, right?
And even on a percentage basis, I believe, although I'm just talking off the top of my head, so somebody can tweet or email me and say I'm full of beans, but I think that quarterbacks now take up a bigger chunk of the salary cap, I mean, with the huge amounts of money they're making. Now, Brady obviously would, you know, took a little bit less or however they managed to do that, but when you're making $50 million, I don't care if the salary cap's upwards of $300 million, which it isn't right now. That's a lot. I think it's a higher percentage than the Patriots were doling out.
Oh, his number, like, what do you think the cap will be in 2027 when he counts $60
million? I guess it's kind of hard to tell given COVID and all those.
It's not going to be more than 300, right?
Right. I wouldn't think it would get to 300.
Maybe it will. Maybe that's what we're missing. I mean, I know that this contract was designed for the expected increase in revenue, which will increase the cap of the next TV deals and also the streaming services to come online. So, but you know, somebody, when I was having the conversation, we were talking with the guy from Pro Football Focus that does cap work and everything, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. Anyway, you know, he said, well, you know, the deal's like, you know, it's bad for Mahomes, you know, which we've heard before. People say, well, he's locked into this deal. Like, what if guys make way more than him and he can't make more? And I was like, really? Like, you asked that question? What if? Like, then he goes, I want a new deal or I want out. And they'll give him a new deal.
Right.
Right? Like, that's the thing is, like, these contracts, acting like the player is just going to happily go out and play, he'll hold out. And then they'll end up either trading him, and he'll get the contract he wants, or more likely, he'll never have to hold out because they'll be like, yeah, you're right. Let's do a new deal.
Right.
So there's no risk on this with him.
Right. You've got to be the highest paid quarterback. We understand that. You know, it's sort of an exponential version of what the Royals did for Sal Perez, although Sal was, you know, making peanuts. But if somebody else, if three quarterbacks are making more money than him, he's going to get a raise, period, no matter what his contract says.
By the way, just as a quick sidebar, should the Royals give Salvador Perez a giant raise this year? Because every time he signs a new deal that hasn't kicked in yet, he immediately goes out and outperforms whatever he's about to be paid.
It's a good thought. I don't know. I don't know if he can play much better, frankly, than he did last year. So,
you know, give him $40 million and watch him hit 110 home runs.
Thank you, my friend.
That'd be nice.
Anyway, just a little sidebar
yes,
there.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so I think it is a big deal. And the other aspect of it is, and I don't think it seems extremely unlikely that this is going to happen, but say Mahomes goes out and lays an egg in this playoff game and they lose. You know, okay, here we are. We got one, but we're supposed to be the best. He's supposed to be the best. He kind of struggled this year. Now, the likelihood of this happening is like, you know, I don't know, 4%. But the Chiefs are, you know, entering this season, they were supposed to win. They had their little struggles that had people, you know, questioning them a little bit. But I think almost everybody now believes the Chiefs are the favorite for the Super Bowl. Maybe some people are going to toss in the Bills or whatever, but not many. So they're supposed to win. Period. And, you know, that's pressure. And yeah, like you said, we have right in front of us an example of a really unbelievable quarterback who has performed greatly all along the way and has won one Super Bowl. So,
yeah, no, I agree. And that's why I think the most pressure is on the Packers. Like, if this is the end of Aaron Rodgers' tenure there, and I don't think it is, I think he's going to stay.
Yeah,
I
do too.
Stay there. But either way, like, whenever the Rodgers era in Green Bay ends, if it ends with one championship, like, that sucks. Like, that's a disaster. Like, to end that way. And some of it's got to be a negative on him, though. You know, now that we see what kind of a flake he can be, like, don't we come back and go, well, maybe it is a little rougher to win with him if he's this kind of guy in the locker room, too.
You know what? Have you ever seen a greater juxtaposition? This is a complete aside. If 3 years ago you talked to a generally conservative person and asked him about Aaron Rodgers, he would have thought he was a guitar-playing California hippie.
Yeah.
And now he's a conservative champion. Would anybody have ever dreamed that? You know,
no.
He's a beach bum hippie,
you know, bleeding heart
pot,
liberal,
pot smoking liberal. What the heck? I can't stand that guy.
A lot of people's opinions.
And now
of Aaron Rodgers flipped in that regard.
And now I don't even know where his, you know, mind was at that point in time, or his politics, or anything else.
Funny.
I have no idea, but. I mean, that has there ever been a greater 360 or 180? I'm sorry, not a 360. That'd be back to where you were. 180 than Aaron Rodgers personal persona.
Did you know, like, I did not realize this is a thing. There are people that think that the fiance thing is a scam.
Oh, that like, she's a beard, the reverse of a beard or something, that type of thing?
I don't even know. I
Do you know what a beard? Don't you know what a beard is?
I think.
Yeah, it's somebody who's gay who pretends to have
a girlfriend.
A girlfriend, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. So anyway. All right. Yes.
It's really anything that you use to deceive.
I have not heard it. That they're saying, oh, he's trying to cover up that he's gay. No, just that he just doesn't. He's really never dated any of these gals. They were just there for photo ops, and he's just like a weird dude.
I mean, like
just recently I've had a couple of people
something?
Maybe, but like not even that, just that the They just said that, no, there's a lot of people around Wisconsin that are like, where is she? If they, like, how come we've never seen her here? Right? At some point, if you're going to marry this woman, wouldn't she have been here once?
Right.
You know, and apparently it's like, oh, he's dating Danica Patrick. Yeah, when you see him together at some event in California.
Or Olivia Munn.
Or you see him. Yeah, or Olivia Munn. Like, yeah, there's like, the word is that, like, you know, none of these women were ever anywhere near Green Bay, Wisconsin. And maybe it's just a matter of, like, he's like, hey, it's football time.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, we'll have our fun elsewhere. There's nothing to do here anyway, honey.
Yeah.
Unless you like to bowl.
Which seemingly would seem to be the reason you would invite them up to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right.
It would seemingly then give you something to do.
Right. By the way, wasn't it Joe Burrow who said...
nothing to do in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that they had good success with COVID, maybe because there's nothing to do here.
Yeah.
I just wasn't in Cincinnati. There's plenty to do. You know, I always think it's funny when people say that there's nothing to do in a major city. I mean, any major. You can call it, I mean, Salt Lake City, which probably is routinely considered maybe the most boring big city. I don't know, because of the Mormon influence. There's plenty to do. You know, there's a 500,000 people there. There's all kinds of buildings and restaurants and bars. I mean, the thought that there's nothing to do in a major city is absurd.
I have been told that it's tough to find a beverage in Salt Lake City.
No, it's not. I was there for the NCAA tournament about when K-State played there, going through there when they lost the regional final.
Did they lift the rules? I was told you got to be part of a club. You got to pay for a club card and...
No, I think that's there's just regular old bars. Maybe there's some restrictions. Maybe they lessened them for the tournament or something like that. But all I know is that I went out each night that we were there, and there was a bar district, and you just waltzed in there.
2.2 million people in the Cincinnati metropolitan area.
Yeah.
If you can hold two major league franchises and a Division I sports program, you probably got something to do.
Multiple.
Although Reds fans might argue that they haven't necessarily been major league.
That's true.
Here for a while. Bengals fans would
just
certainly argue
back
that
on board.
It wasn't exactly big time football.
Right.
Yeah. Tickets to Less has you covered with all of your tickets. Big 12 tournament tickets, you can already get them. All the Big 12 games throughout. They're the official partner of the Big 12, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. You want to go to see some Big 12 basketball, check it out at TicketsToLess.com. You want to go see the Chiefs this weekend and next. You definitely want to see next weekend. It's the divisional round. You definitely want to see this weekend. It's a chance to put to rest the career of Ben Roethlisberger and say, you were there the day Ben Roethlisberger's career ended on the wrong end of a 40-point blowout. Then go to TicketsForLess.com. Find your seats. Call them at 913-685-3322. Buy this week's game and next week's game, and they will hook you up with free VIP tailgate passes. That's right, free for both games. All you can eat and drink, heat warmers, the tent. If the weather's bad, you're going to be taken care of with the VIP tailgate passes from Tickets for Less. Just call 913-685-3322.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Who was the Patriots' starting quarterback the last time they played a road game in the wild card round? If you're followers of this show, you will know that the Patriots have not played a wild card game on the road in the Belichick era. So we know it predates that.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's 1985, because I think they were division winners when Parcells was there. And I mean, Drew Bledsoe would seem too easy. So I'm going to say it's Tony Eason, and it was 85.
I would have gone with Tony Eason, too, and plan B is Steve Grogan.
Eason was the starting quarterback the last time they won a road game in the wild card. That was in 85 at New York. The last starting quarterback in any wild card road game. How about Scott Zolak in 1998?
Oh, shut your mouth.
Scott Zolak, who now is the...
Isn't he the whack job now? What's he doing? He's picking fights with everybody or something?
I think so. He's a Boston area sports talk show guy, and he is a bit of a lightning rod for controversy.
He said something stupid. Didn't he take a shot at...
I think he...
Who was it?
Yeah,
was it Kelsey?
Might have been. He took a shot at somebody. He's a bonehead.
I think he had this, like, the whole thing about the Gronk versus Kelsey thing. And, you know, he was running down Kelsey when Gronk was still there, like, you know, because If you say something nice about Kelsey, somehow that's an insult to Gronk, and he's going to protect Gronk's manhood by stepping up. What a jackass.
He bashed Cam Newton, also saying that rap music was distracting him. He then later apologized.
Oh, geez.
He said on the air that Cam Newton's being, all this rap music they play before the games is distracting him. Although that commentary probably found a home in Boston.
I don't know.
Anyway. Next topic.
Next topic.
Let's move on.
This is more than a checkered racial history in Boston, but I mean it's the popular music of our time.
Yes.
The guy sounds like, you know, somebody complaining about Elvis Presley back
What's
in
this
the day.
Rock and roll the rubbish?
The Beatles and their silly haircuts. Come on. It's just noise.
Yep, that's right. You nailed it. Yeah, you absolutely nailed it.
Right.
So. Well done, Danny. Yeah. By the way, playing for Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Send it anywhere in the country at joeskc.com. Get it on your way home. Call in the order. Order online. They are absolutely fantastic. The app on your phone is a great way to order. Their carryout is absolutely phenomenal. Even when you screw it up like I did out at 119th and Strangline the other day, it's still lightning quick. I did not follow the proper procedures, and they could not have been nicer. So try not to be a moron like me and follow the procedures. Incredible Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Get it at joeskc.com. Send it anywhere in the country, like I said. It is Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, 119th and Strangline, 117th and Row, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission. And they still have the pumps. Still have the pumps. Not a ton of gas is being sold at the gas station. Mostly barbecue these days. But the pumps are still there. Go see him. Danny Klingscale with us. Danny Unleashed. Brought to you by our friends at Easton Roofing. Also keeping you aware of the fact that Tickets for Less has you covered with their 100% fan insurance guarantee on any ticket you buy. So keep that in mind as you're buying tickets to Big 12 games. If the game's not played, you're going to get your money back. That's how Tickets for Less does business. Great KC company. And if you buy the wild card and the divisional round right now, you get free VIP tailgate passes. All you can eat and drink, barbecue, beer, soft drinks, and heated tent. It's everything you need. It's at ticketsforless.com. Call them to get that special at 913-685-3322. Both games, you'll get the free VIP tailgate. So we'll take advantage of it. 913-685-3322. Danny, I believe that the Chiefs, like one of the reasons why when you say like the Steelers have no shot, it's because to beat the Chiefs, you have to handle their defensive line, which I don't think is like, oh, my God, it's the fearsome foursome. You know, it's the purple people eaters. You know, I'm talking about. It's a solid defensive line. It's rounded into that with the addition of Melvin Ingram. But you have to be able to block him. And if you block him, they don't pressure you. Then they got to start blitzing. And when they blitz, it gets harder to take advantage of the takeaways, right? I think they're a defense that's good when it's taking the ball away. Like, that's what we found. During their 8-game win streak, they had 21 takeaways. Here of late, where they've had 3 kind of rough performances out of the last 4 games, they're not taking the ball away anymore. But I think if they have a day up front, then they're hard as hell to beat, right? If you can block them up front, then you can have success. The problem is, though, that offensively, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are good enough to just say, okay, you want a boat race? Here we go. 41-37, we win. Good night.
Know, there is no way that the Steelers are going to win a high-scoring game or be competitive in a high-scoring game. There's no boat race here. There's no toe-to-toe. The only way they can win is 19-17 or 23, you know, 19 because the Chiefs kick 4 field goals and score a touchdown or something.
I think they can get to the upper 20s, but it'll come with 2 return scores.
Yeah, well, they'd have to have a something that creates a short field and a defensive score and a punt return or a block punt or something like that. Even then, the offense of the Steelers putting up 17 is a stretch. And if they were to do it, the way they'd have to do it, I think, is to somehow mount an effective running game. And they haven't run the ball or passed the ball particularly effectively this year. Now, I think against the Chiefs, there's always the possibility that somebody gets the running game going. I do think that's possible. We've seen it too many times that a little bit of rhythm, running back who's a talented running back, if he's hole because he got an elbow injury. And watch out for the stat that he's never fumbled this year, Najee Harris. And I think he set the NFL record for most touches without fumbling. I believe that's the case, or something top 10 or whatever. Now he's got an elbow injury. I almost fully expect the dude to fumble. that they will put that graphic on the screen and he will fumble. And they probably can't even absorb the Steelers' one turnover. I think they'd have to be turnover free in the game.
Yeah. Tim Benz wrote in his piece, they got to win the turnover battle 4-1 or 3-0. He's basically like, they got to be plus three. It's going to have to be decisive. Right. And I think one of the turnovers, one of the takeaways has to come with a touchdown, you know, or they're going to have to get a special teams one. And most teams don't even try for special teams touchdowns anymore. You know, they fair catch everything. They don't run it out. So it's getting pretty hard. I mean, you have to block a punt or a field goal and take it back nowadays because, like, nobody brings it out except the Chiefs.
Right, and it maybe the Chiefs decide to kick it short one time and you return it. That's about the only time teams return the kickoff now. And sometimes they usually only do this in college, but you still can fair catch it in the NFL, can't you?
And you have it come out to the 25?
Yeah. I know you can do it in college. Can you do that in the NFL? I don't even know. I'm not sure. Positive.
I think it's the – yeah, no, in college you can.
In college you definitely can, and they do it quite a bit. But I'm speaking without knowledge, which is never good.
I think if you fair catch it inside.
I think you can, but nobody does. Maybe that's it. Yeah, because I think some, you know, lumbering fool has made a fair catch before, you know, realizing that – I have no business running the football, so I'm going to make a fair catch. But
I have no business. I should not even be on this field. I am not going to dare run with this ball.
All I will do is fumble. Yeah. That's what many people should realize, like a punter who has to pull it down or whatever. I'm just going to fumble, so why don't I just hit the deck?
Yeah, it is funny that the guys with the biggest arms and hands have the hardest time holding onto the ball.
Well, they kind of always have a lot of doughy, you know, doughy big, you know, big hand, big arms. They don't wear big pads anymore, but because we're watching the 82 Cowboys Niners football game here with defensive linemen with those 500-pound sets of shoulder pads,
yeah,
which make them actually look big when
they weren't
so big.
Yeah, and the one thing I love about that is, like, when did the Cowboys, you know, like, you didn't realize how bad the color of the helmets were? Like, holy cow. Like, that's the one thing I noticed looking at this game is, like, the Cowboys' helmets are crap. Like, what year was it that they discovered how to make a, you know, a shinier helmet?
You know, I think this was a different version. I think they, because the Cowboys, I think, had a shinier helmet, and then maybe right in this era, they sort of went for a bronze,
more of a matte.
Yeah, matte look. Thank you, Curtis. I wouldn't have known the word. But, yeah, more of a matte type of helmet. Because, like, the Niners have a nice shiny helmet. This is a good helmet. This is a good helmet battle here.
So this is one of the best uniform matchups. Niners-Cowboys is one of the best uniform matchups ever.
Well, because it's opposites.
Yeah, they're two good-looking uniforms which contrast well, which isn't always the case.
You want to know what's just ass to look at on the TV? Clemson Syracuse football.
Yes. You know, any Chiefs Broncos game in Denver when they have orange. I mean, even if you like either uniform, red and orange don't go together as well. Sometimes red and red don't. As much
well,
as
you
I
need
like the
you need contrast.
Yeah,
you doesn't
as
have to
much
go
as
together.
I like the 49ers.
The problem is they go together. I think you're I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think you're saying it backwards. The colors go together. That's what makes it annoying. Like, yeah. When you see red Chiefs against green and yellow Packers, that's great.
Yeah.
Because they don't, they contrast.
Like, the Cardinals and the Chiefs would be, that's a bad.
No.
That's
the
a
Cardinals
bad,
and the 49ers, those are two uniforms I love. Do not look good together.
Yeah,
too much red.
The Cardinals uniforms are terrible.
Although the, you know, there's enough gold going on with the Niners so that there's some contrast.
That's why everyone looks good when they play the Raiders and Cowboys because, well, the Raiders at least, because almost everything is a contrast with black and silver. You know, it's monochrome. Almost any color matches well with it because right. It's not similar. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Let's take a break. We will get Danny's thoughts on the rest of the playoffs. Is there a threat to the Chiefs in Danny's mind. It's Danny Unleashed. He's brought to you by our good friend Joe Spiker and his great company, Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing, integrity matters. Lots of lenders give you lots of options for financing. If you need a new roof and you need to finance it, no problem. Instead of like other companies, just giving you one option. Here it is, take it or leave it. They give you multiple options from multiple lenders. Then competing for your business saves you money. That's the bottom line. Commercial and residential, gutters, insulation. Yes, they do it all, serving the entire metro, including Lawrence and Topeka. It's Easton Roofing. Find them online at eastonroofing.com or call 913-257-5426. Tickets for Less has tickets to all the playoff games, including the divisional round, AFC championship game, even the Super Bowl, if you purchase tickets for a game and that game doesn't take place, there's a 100% fan insurance guarantee. You'll be refunded 100% of your money. That's how Tickets for Less does it. And it's not just some slogan. If you recall, the Big 12 tournament was really the first thing to get canceled when the pandemic hit. Other people, they were just out of luck. They were stuck holding the bag if they didn't buy their tickets from Tickets for Less. If you got your tickets at Tickets for Less, you got 100% of your money back. Locally owned and operated Kansas City company standing behind every single ticket order. I know they're the only place I go for tickets, whether it's home games or road games, college football, college basketball, you name it. Great selection of Big 12 seats. KU, K-State, they got you covered. But all the games, you know, they're the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. And when it comes to the big ticket this weekend, it's obviously the Chiefs, right? Wild card followed up by the divisional round. If you're going to go to both, buy both right now, because if you buy both games right now, you'll get for free their VIP tailgate passes. It's the best tailgate going on out at Arrowhead. They do all the cooking. They do all the work. You just enjoy all you can eat and drink. Barbecue, beer, soft drinks. They got heated tents as well, not to mention the fun tailgate games to play. It's all right there. Buy both games, the wild card and the divisional round, and you get for free the VIP tailgate for both games. But you got to call Tickets for Less right now, and it's only while supplies last. Once the tent is full, that offer's gone. Once the tickets are gone, that offer's gone. So call right now at 913-685-3322. That's 913-685-3322. You're listening to the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Danny Unleashed, Danny Klingscale from DannyKlingscale.com, brought to you by Easton Roofing. 913-257-5426. No payment collected until you're 100% satisfied. Let Easton Roofing get you back to business, get you back to life faster. It is eastonroofing.com. Tickets for Less has you covered. With tickets for the game, get both games, the wild card and divisional, and get the VIP tailgate passes for free. Call 913-685-3322. While they last, once the tent fills up, or the tickets are gone, then that special is done. So call today at 913-685-3322. Danny, where do you see any problems for the Chiefs along the way? It's definitely not Pittsburgh. Where might it be?
Well, I don't think it would be the Raiders either. And there certainly is the possibility they could play the Raiders. In fact, the way that things have tumbled so far for the Chiefs, you almost kind of expect it. I mean, for not getting the number one seed, they couldn't have had it much better than to get the Steelers at home. But I think the other teams that they're likely to play, besides those two, I think anybody they would play, even including the Patriots, but they can't play them until the championship game, is a viable team that can give you problems. And the Raiders on their best day can. Only the Steelers are the only ones that really are an outlier. But I still think the Raiders coming to Arrowhead just hasn't proved to be much of a contest. I think one time,
right,
the bus game. So even that could be a problem. The most difficult team, I guess it's the Bills. They seem to be the most complete team, but I don't think there's any team that you're going to go into, any team in the AFC, you're going to go into the game and say, ooh, ooh. I mean, if the Chiefs play well, they're the best team. Now, we've seen this year they haven't always played that well, and these teams aren't that far away from the Chiefs, besides the two I mentioned. But it's somewhat wide open, but the Chiefs are a championship-quality team that has played under pressure the last couple of years, and you know they've got every advantage. The Titans are a limited football team. They're a finely coached football team. They would be playing on their home field if they play them. So I guess that's that's the most difficult matchup, just because it's not at Arrowhead.
I think the Bills are going to be tough. I think they're going to be tough for everybody. I think they're tough.
I just think the Chiefs on their best day, given a home crowd, are better.
Well, who doesn't?
Right. I mean, nobody doesn't think that. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel here. You know, the Chiefs are better.
Well, I just think there was a lot of qualifiers there. I think the Bills are good enough. First of all, your best day, how often do you get your best day? I think the Bills are a team that cannot have their – they're good enough to not have their best day and still be able to beat the Chiefs. That's what I'd say. I mean, I think the Chiefs are good enough to do that as well to most teams.
But I think
the Bills are a really complete team. I don't know why they didn't – I don't know how they lost to Jacksonville. Like, they obviously can lay an egg. It's, you know, presumably anybody can. But I think the Bills are the biggest threat. I think a repeat with the Titans – the Chiefs will. I think the Titans will keep it close, and I know that sounds funny when they beat the Chiefs 27-3, but I think that was kind of like a perfect storm, but it was kind of the final wake up call to this team. I expect them to go to another level. That this is what they've been waiting for. That they knew they'd be measured by the postseason, and now it's here. And now we see their actual best. Better play from them than we've seen all year.
I agree. That's why I think that there should be no fear. But the Chiefs have had enough down moments, but they have not laid an egg, per se, because even though they've played some lackluster games against lesser competition, they won them. Every game they lost was to a viable opponent. And yes, I think we've seen certain defensive players, Frank Clark, prime among them, that have played much better in these important games than they have on a week-to-week basis. So that's, you know, but styles make fights, that old saying, and even without Derrick Henry, I think the Titans are, and I'm not disagreeing, that the Bills are dangerous too. I just think the fact that you don't have Arrowhead, they can run the ball down your throat. They're an opportunistic team. They're well coached. They're solid. Are they good enough? No, but they're good enough to beat the Chiefs on one day. And we've seen it before. And the Chiefs, while the best, and as you say, I do believe that that they will raise their level of play. They have warts too. Nobody's great. Nobody's great right now. I think given 100% health, I think the Buccaneers are probably the best team in the NFL right now. But they're not even close to it full strength. And Chiefs don't have to worry about them until the Super Bowl if they would happen to meet them.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, this team it's fun to be in the playoffs because every year you know you've got a shot when you have the quarterback. For all the years we waited for it, just having 15 gives you a shot. It makes postseason football a lot more fun.
Absolutely, yeah. And even Chiefs will have some years where maybe they're not really even that great a football team outside of 15, but they will still have a shot, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Danny, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate it. Encourage everybody to get to DannyKlingscale.com. Anything you want to hit real quick?
No, just everything out there. We've got a lot of different stuff from music to personality profiles and everything else. Just check it out, and you can find my podcast at multiple other places if you don't deign to go to DannyKlingscale.com. But give it a shot.
You're the man.
You'll
Danny
enjoy
Klingscale. It. We'll take a break. We come back. 2-minute drills coming up next.